The slideshow for Lesson 2 will now begin. Please listen carefully as the content of each slide is reviewed and in some cases discussed in more detail. Please advance to the next slide when you hear this sound. Lesson 2, Alcohol Withdrawal. This lesson begins on page 20 of the Excited Delirium and Agitated Chaotic Events Instructor Requalification Workbook. Disclaimer. The information contained herein is to be used only for informational purposes and shall not be construed as medical, legal, psychiatric, and/or other advice. The information contained herein is time-sensitive, and users should consult with their respective medical, legal, psychiatric, and/or other professionals prior to using this information to make sure that it is current and has not become outdated, modified, and/or replaced with more current information. Users are also advised to consult with their respective medical, legal, psychiatric, and/or other professional directors and counsel to determine how the information contained herein is affected by laws of their jurisdiction, protocols of their jurisdiction, policies and procedures of their jurisdiction, and so forth, as these may affect the application of the information contained herein to individual events and circumstances. The information contained herein is provided to update graduates of the IPICD Excited Delirium and Agitated Chaotic Event Instructor Program prior to version 5.1 and does not establish or create a standard of care nor enhance applicable legal standards of care. Disclaimer. The author, the advisors, and the publisher accept no liability whatsoever for any injuries to person or to property resulting from the application or the adoption of any of the information, procedures, tactics, or other considerations presented or contained in this document and/or training program. Only Institute for the Prevention of In-Custody Death Incorporated qualified instructors is authorized to use and to instruct the content of this document. Lesson 2 Goals, Alcohol Withdrawal, to define alcohol withdrawal, to discuss the importance of knowing about alcohol withdrawal, to identify behavioral cues and symptoms associated with alcohol withdrawal, to discuss select scientific research about alcohol withdrawal, to suggest select intervention strategies for people experiencing alcohol withdrawal. Lesson 2 Objectives, Alcohol Withdrawal. Given an IPICD version 5.1E instructor requalification workbook, instruction, and a multiple choice test question, the learner will be able to identify 7 symptoms of alcohol withdrawal with a minimum performance level of 100%. Breath, alcohol withdrawal. Please turn to page 20 of your instructor requalification workbook for more information about alcohol withdrawal. Breath, alcohol withdrawal. Alcohol withdrawal refers to a compilation of symptoms occurring when a person who has a history of drinking too much alcohol suddenly stops drinking it. The human brain will change to compensate for the long-term presence of alcohol. LEOs, or law enforcement officers, need to watch for alcohol withdrawal symptoms in the people they arrest and transport. The brain is trying to maintain balance. Alcohol withdrawal symptoms may include physical withdrawal symptoms. Alcohol withdrawal symptoms may appear within 5 hours of the person's last drink. See page 20 of the workbook for more information about the breadth of alcohol withdrawal. Depth, alcohol withdrawal. People who are alcohol dependent have been shown to be more likely to use drugs. Law enforcement officers should watch for withdrawal symptoms that include, but not be limited to, irritability, anxiety, rapid emotional changes, sweating, tremors of the hands and body due to fever, seizures, and hallucinations. Observation of behavioral cues of alcohol withdrawal generally indicate a potential and possible medical emergency. Exhibition of symptoms of alcohol withdrawal in public frighten people, and many times they will call the police. Withdrawal symptoms may also appear in an alcohol-dependent person who was recently booked into a jail or a prison. Application. Alcohol withdrawal is a serious medical and health issue. Admitting and booking personnel must be trained how to identify alcohol withdrawal symptoms. Alcohol withdrawal is a medical emergency. People who are at risk of experiencing serious medical problems from alcohol must be identified so they can be treated. People experiencing alcohol withdrawal may have trouble understanding directions or commands. Law enforcement officers must attempt to minimize the risk of injury to all parties involved. Qualified medical personnel must be immediately notified for appropriate intervention. Alcohol withdrawal is a serious medical emergency. Alcohol withdrawal symptoms may appear within 5 hours after the person's last drink. Law enforcement officers must watch for alcohol withdrawal symptoms, and qualified medical personnel must be immediately notified if symptoms are observed. This is the conclusion of Lesson 2.